The Colosseum by Edgar Allan Poe, recorded for LibriVox.org by Chertigal. Type of the antique Rome, rich reliquary of lofty contemplation left to time, by buried centuries of pomp and power, at length, after so many days of weary pilgrimage and burning thirst, thirst for the springs of lore that in thee lie, I kneel, an altered and a humble man, amid thy shadows, and so drink within my very soul thy grandeur, gloom, and glory, vastness and age and memories of eld, silence and desolation and dim night. I feel ye now, I feel ye in your strength, O spells more sure than ever Judean king taught in the gardens of Gethsemane, O charms more potent than the rapt Chaldee ever drew down from out the quiet stars. Here where a hero fell, a column falls. Here where the mimic eagle glared in gold, a midnight vigil holds the swarthy bat. Here where the dames of Rome their gilded hair waved in the wind, now wave the reeds and thistle. Here where on golden throne the monarch lolled, gilds spectre-like unto his marble home, lit by the wan light, the swift and silent lizard of the stones. But stay! These walls, these ivy-clad arcades, these mouldering plinths, these sad and blackened shafts, these vague entablatures, this crumbling frieze, these shattered cornices, this wreck, this ruin, these stones, alas, these grey stones, are they all of the famed and the colossal left by the corrosive hours of fate and me? Not all, the echoes answer me, not all. Prophetic sounds and loud arise forever from us, and from all ruin unto the wise. As melody of Memnon to the sun, we rule the hearts of mightiest men, we rule with a despotic sway all giant minds. We are not impotent, we pallid stones, not all our power is gone. Not all our fame, not all the magic of our high renown, not all the wonder that encircles us, not all the mysteries that in us lie, not all the memories that hang upon and cling around about us as a garment, clothing us in a robe of more than glory. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. For more information, or to see how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org.